in fact, specifically the threatening aspect of what is being perpetrated was directed to me personally as government spokesperson. However, there is no reason to threaten the widow of Babitulane Masego or anybody else in the country. All that I do at that particular time, and I did, was to bring it to the attention of Mage Tenele Masego, that to allege that the head of state, or somebody else for that matter, have had a hand in the murder and assassination of your husband or anybody else for that matter. You will have to prove that, because he or she who alleges must prove what she or he is alleging. That is not a threat. That is the reality of law.
So is she free to move around in Eswatini or to leave Eswatini if she wants to?
Very much so. Even as the police invited her to come and assist with certain aspect of information which they needed to in order to accelerate the investigations to the matter of her husband. He was arriving into the country from the Republic of South Africa. She is free to move anywhere and everywhere. Even the interview that was conducted with her, it is continuing next week, Tuesday. She is a free woman to do what she wants to do. She is a free woman to travel to wherever she chooses to travel. The police only needed her for what they're interviewing her about, and that what settles the matter. There is absolutely no restrictions imposed on her.
The last time you and I, we spoke, I think you had said that your government had launched an investigation into the killing of Maseko. What is the status of that investigation?
What the police are currently doing with Mage Maseko is actually part and parcel of that accelerated investigations, because we are aware that certain pockets of the international community, regional community, is actually interested to know and to find out as quickly as it can possibly be as to what really happened in the murder of Mr. Thulane Maseko. Mage Maseko, unfortunately, since the demise of Babe Maseko, have not been cooperative with the law enforcement agencies. I don't know as to what the reasons that could be attributed to. However, this is what the police are doing. They're investigating the matter since they started the investigation from that time, and she has been asked to come forward and assist the police on a number of occasions, and she has been reluctant, especially when it comes to the aspect of handing the phone of Babe Maseko to the police.